I next met with Dr. Sashi Kumar from the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, and to begin, he commented on a recent paper of his on improving outcomes for patients with AL amyloidosis.
It's a very fascinating disease in a way because it's, again, a myriad of different presentations, and this often goes undiagnosed for a long period of time because of the non-specific nature of symptoms. But I think we have made big strides in terms of understanding the biology of the disease. It's interesting that when we looked at this question back in 2010, trying to see if the outcomes have improved, what we saw was that the early mortality in this disease really hadn't changed. So what we continued to see was about 40% of these patients dying during the first year after diagnosis. Now, with this new publication where we looked up until 2015, 2016, now we are starting to see a real improvement in that early mortality. And the reason behind that is, I think, one, we're probably diagnosing the disease a little earlier. The awareness of that condition has certainly improved, especially amongst the nephrologists and the cardiologists who often get to see these patients first. Now, most of these patients who died early on, they used to be the patients with cardiac involvement. Now, with better use of the cardiac biomarkers, we can identify these patients earlier. We can probably stratify the treatment better so that we can probably treat them with less toxic or less intense therapies upfront, so decreases the risk of treatment-related mortality. So what I think the two critical things that we have, I think, has changed the field in a way, so to speak, is this whole concept of early mortality. Knowing how to risk stratify these patients and treating them according to that has made a big difference. We know transplant works well for these patients, but we also know that the vast majority of the patients cannot tolerate a transplant. So just taking those patients who are best adapted or suited for transplant and transplanting just those patients decreases the treatment-related mortality. In the remaining group of patients using treatments either with melphalan dexamethasone or bortezomib-based therapy, we can actually get a good hematologic response. And understanding that getting a good hematologic response is kind of the foundation of a better outcome for these patients has also made a difference for them.